This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on a Monday. Thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, Community Minded Just Like You, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Uh-oh. I pushed the wrong button there, Ken.
Yeah, I did.
Tech Community College.
I pushed the wrong button there, too. Okay. We'll start that over. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And Ivy Tech Community College.
You want
changing
me to
lives.
Do the board for you?
No. I know exactly what happened. Simple Time Antiques. Step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We always turn off the auto seg so we can start Party Line right on time and have the recording there. I'd accidentally clicked it to stay on auto seg. That's what happened there. So
yeah,
we're going to bring that back in there, and we will drag that over there. Okay, so now we're back on track. Here we are, Ken, on a Monday morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So the WILO Skywatch weather forecast, cloudy today, then clearing, a high 85. I have a feeling it's going to be pretty humid today from the way they were talking.
Well, you know, it could be. I think it's going to be humid for a little while, but then towards Friday night. Friday, it's supposed to be 50% chance of rain Friday, and then it's going to get cooler Friday night. So then it's going to get back down to where it was in the 50s at nighttime and mid-70s during the day.
And that's my kind of weather. But I think above normal temps this week, so.
Well, yeah, but really, you know, to me, this is not above normal.
Yeah. I mean, technically, still in summer.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and to me, you know, September, I always expect weather to be in the 80s and
especially the last couple of years.
Maybe creep into the 90s occasionally. But so this is nothing out of the ordinary. It's still not fall yet. So.
No. 65 the low tonight, clear skies, cloudy tomorrow, high 88. And partly cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high again 88. 70 now from WILO. Did you watch Hurricane Florence coverage over the weekend?
No, I did not.
Boy, it's pretty rough as we thought it would be. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says residents in hard-hit areas are being given food, water, and supplies. I think the death toll from Florence now 17 yep. is what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Florence was downgraded from a hurricane after making landfall last week. The amount of water, though, associated with this, like they told us it would be, it's no surprise. But the Cape Hatteras National Seashore reported Saturday every pony on Ocracoke Island made it through the storm unscathed. That's the wild horses out there on North Carolina's
right.
Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the Cape Fear River will crest sometime tomorrow at 68 feet. 68 feet. That's unbelievable. I think that's close to a record.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that happens. That water from North Carolina goes to South Carolina, right?
Yep.
So also, there's this one story I saw this morning, and then we'll get to some local stuff. Top Democrats in the Senate want a delay in the confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh over sexual assault allegations. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley should push back a vote to advance the nomination until the allegations can be investigated. A lady came out and gave her name over the weekend yesterday.
35 years after the fact.
And they asked her why she's speaking out now, and she said she just hated seeing, she felt like she would have been raped that night if he wasn't so drunk 35 years ago. So she said she didn't want a person like that on her Supreme Court. So there you go. Saw her attorney interviewed this morning on the Today Show. Party Line, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Russ here. I just put up a story that Eric Dirks took some great pictures of on the fishing derby at the lagoons this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw those out there this weekend. That was They had some big ones, didn't they?
Guess how many fish were caught this weekend?
416.
Yeah, 416. That's right. That was my headline. If you hadn't seen the story, that's a pretty big number.
That's a lot for the lagoons, for sure.
And you got to know that some of those were caught for the first time ever for some kids that never had caught fish before.
Yeah, that's exciting at any age.
I remember when I caught my first fish, it was with my grandpa at Roush Lake, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite an experience.
Yeah, good time for them out there this weekend.
Yep. And Dana Harrison does a great job. He's a cub master for 316, or at least was, and probably still is. But Dana has really been a dynamo over the years in the Cub Scout program in Clinton County. It's really been a real plus.
I've heard that before. I know there was a lot of talk about that last year, too. Had some rain delay or something, I think, on that last year.
And we had a couple remotes this weekend, including a marathon remote. I guess the NTK was pretty happy with the way things turned out, so that was good.
Yeah, we were camped out there for 4 hours on both stations Saturday.
Eight on-air hours.
Yeah.
That might be a new record.
Eight total, yeah.
Well, let's see. Anything else exciting going on?
Well, Ken and I were just talking about Hurricane Florence and some of the aftermath of that, and we was getting ready to talk about some senior fair stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting finalized for that.
Yep, we're looking forward to continuing to cross the T's and dot the I's on that. I did get a French lick. I got a verbal that we got our French lick getaway.
And oh, good, yeah.
Waiting for the paperwork on that. Not sure whether we're going to get the West Baden or the French Lake Springs Hotel, but one or the other for a couple nights will be one of our grand prizes.
Very good.
So that will be good. And we had a ball game. See, what ball game are we going to have this Friday?
Cass and Western.
Wait, what is it again?
Cass and Western.
Cass and Western. Cass and Western. Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yep. We have our gridiron game of the week.
Yep.
Tipton beat Central Catholic Friday night. Thank you, Ken Hartman, 49-21.
Yep, and normally we would have taken the Frankfort-Lebanon game, but I guess between Don Stock and Ken Hartman and Carl Kirchhoff and you guys decided that was probably not going to be a very close game. Is that right, Ken?
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't. What was it? Like 54 to zip?
58-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're trying to bring the more entertaining games, you know, the more challenging games here. So, you know.
Yeah, the closer matchups.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll to be continued. We'll see you guys.
Russ, thanks for the call as always.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So are you looking for a new way to transform your life, Ken Hartman?
No.
I need to do this, and I've been talking about it a little bit in September, but it's a Library Card Month, and I want you to know that at the Frankfort Community Public Library that will take care of you. Go down there and get your library card.
I've already got mine.
You do? Okay,
I have my card.
I need to go down and take the kids down there, too, to get theirs. I don't have mine yet, and I told Greg I would, so I need to follow through on that. But all you got to do is get a library card. And when he was in here last time, he was telling me all the things you can get with a library card. I didn't realize you'd go in there and rent DVDs and movies and all kinds of goodies. They've also got some online features, too. Mm-hmm. So it's Library Card Sign-Up Month, so go down to the Frankfort Community Public Library and have them check it out. So Russ was talking about the 29th annual WILO Senior Fair. It is fast approaching, friends. It's Wednesday, September 26th. That's a week from this Wednesday. Gosh, Ken, we're going to need some help on that.
I'm not worried about it.
A week from Wednesday, it just kind of hit me.
I've been through this enough. I don't worry about this.
I know, and I count on you seasoned veterans. So we're having free shuttle service all day to and from the high school parking lot over to the beautiful Community Life Center, thanks to Frankfort Main Street and Kim Stevens and crew down there. So we're going to have some parking over there at the Frankfort Senior High School, and we'll bring you safely over to the Community Life Center, which is behind the First Church of the Nazarene. It really is a beautiful facility, for sure. So all seniors age 50 and better are invited. Of course, we have free admission. We've got over 40 booths from area businesses and organizations offering products and services for seniors, door prizes and fun, bingo, free breakfast, free lunch, free health screenings, prizes, of course, inside the bingo game. The theme is Happy Days this year. Join us for this day of fun. Now, we're going to have Jeff Riker there. He's going to be the onstage entertainment from ViaQuest. He's an enthusiologist, which is about the coolest title I've ever heard of. Special thanks to State Senator Brian Buchanan for being our stage sponsor. And a special thanks to Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans. It's the WILO Senior Fair, gosh, the 29th annual, coming up a week from this Wednesday, 9 to 2. So don't you forget it. Make your travel arrangements now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as we said last week, it's better if you're going to park at the high school, make sure you park closest to the main to Mash Road.
Mm-hmm.
Just get in the lot, just stay back as much as you can so you don't have to avoid any of the kids' cars or anything. Just come to the back part of it and park back there, and they'll get you over.
Yep. Park closest to Mash Road, and we'll probably have some people helping over there.
I would think so.
I would hope so. Maybe I need to write that down, too. Let me write that down so I don't forget that. People helping. There's my post-it note. Okay, sorry. Don't forget about the Hickory Harvest Festival, too, Ken. It's in Colfax, the Colfax Perry Township Public Library grounds, mm-hmm. in beautiful downtown Colfax. Artisan vendors, food vendors, this is their first annual. They're trying to make a big deal of it. Hickory Harvest Festival, Saturday, October 13th. They're going to cram a lot into 10 to 4, 6 hours there. They're going to have a hayride, and they'll be adding vendors and food and some entertainment as well over the next couple weeks, getting ready for that. If there's something on your mind, you can call Ken and I. We'd love to talk to you at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I saw you Saturday afternoon, Ken, and I was telling you that I was getting ready to go down to my parents' house. They celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary Saturday, but we had the celebration yesterday. And that was in Indianapolis. I've got a lot of pictures on Facebook. That was pretty cool. Got to see four of my five kids again, so I enjoyed that. But that was a good time. We had good weather. Everybody's doing good, mom and them, so happy to report that. Good time.
Okay.
What do you got over there?
This kind of just crept up on us all because that has now got a little bit about 5 minutes before the show started. NDOT is going to have lane closures on State Road 28 beginning tomorrow, weather permitting. Did I say 20? I meant 29. So.
Oh, okay.
At State Road 20, it'll be chip and seal from US 421 to State Road 26, and motorists are urged to seek an alternate route. Crews will be on site from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Work is scheduled to last through Thursday. And NDOT crews are going to be applying a chip seal treatment to preserve and protect 9 miles of State Road 29.
I like chip seal.
Yeah.
You know, it's I know it's a cost-effective way to do things, and it's not too bad to drive on either. So,
no.
We do have a call on the 800 line. Good morning, party line.
Hi, Ken. This is Bonnie Sussman, Versace. How are you?
Hi, this is Kevin. I was going to call you in 15 minutes. You're our national guest. I'm sorry, the timing isn't right yet. Can I call you back, Bonnie, in 15 minutes?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Oops. It's just a Monday morning, though. We'll be talking with Bonnie, by the way, coming up here at 9 o'clock. Bonnie Versace, she's going to talk about Walmart and how people love to hate Walmart or hate to love Walmart one way or the other. So we'll be talking with her, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. So as Ken mentioned, the chip and seal, I like it because it's not that bad to drive on, you know, and it's a good way to get some things fixed there. So I don't mind me some chip and seal. So also, I saw where there was someone injured after misjudging a jump at the airport this weekend,
Ken? Yeah, it happened Friday afternoon.
Yeah? So what happened, you know?
Just misjudged his jump. I mean, it's somebody who knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting ready to video his jump, and then he just misjudged it. You know, the equipment didn't malfunction or anything. He just, you know. Just misjudged things and got hurt.
Right. All right. Well, luckily, okay then, I guess.
No, I don't know if you call okay. I'm sure he's got, you know, some broken bones here and there, but nothing life-threatening.
Okay. Glad to hear that. Also, Eric Dirks put up some video on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com of Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie football, and then Russ was able to pull that in and post that. We talked about the Lagoons Saturday. I didn't even I knew that was coming up, but I didn't quite realize it was right then, you know. Anyway, a lot of Netflix users say they might drop the service if it starts running ads. The streaming video service is testing ads that would promote its growing lineup of original content. A new study says many viewers are against the idea of running ads. The same research found that nearly one quarter of Netflix subscribers said they would leave it if it showed ads. So I know you probably don't have Netflix.
No, and I have no desire.
I've had it before, and I like it. They offer a lot of things you've heard of, and a lot of things you haven't heard of, and it's only like $9 a month or something. So I maybe a little more than that now, but I like Netflix. I don't mind a few ads.
I cut my sports package back less than that. So
yeah,
because of finances. So let's don't say just $9.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And when you sacrifice sports packages, it's pretty serious.
Mm-hmm, I did.
I'm with you there. Now, we have Hulu right now because...
I don't want it.
Although we live 2 miles from town, it's like we're out there on Little House on the Prairie. We can't get any darn Wi-Fi or no cable worth of darn. But anyway, Hulu's pretty good. They do have ads, but they've got some stuff. I think if Netflix is taking the time to put on some original content, they got to find a way to pay for it. So I don't have so much problem with that. It's not like it's free, right?
That's true.
Have to pay for it.
That's true.
So let's see. A couple other things we had here. I saw FEMA Administrator Brock Long. He got raked over the coals on the Sunday morning talk shows yesterday. I saw a couple of them. It was the studies done on Puerto Rico they were talking about. He called it, quote-unquote, frustrating. On NBC's Meet the Press, Long said these studies are all conducted differently, which causes the numbers to be all over the place. President Trump said these studies were done by Democrats to make him look bad, but Long said these studies have been done to see why people die from direct death. Long said the study by George Washington University looked at what happened 6 months later, and he said more deaths indirectly occur as time goes on, which makes sense. Long defended Trump, saying he was provided tremendous support for what goes on at FEMA headquarters and believes that's why Trump is defensive about the numbers being reported. He also said the support being provided by President Trump is exactly what FEMA needs, which I had no doubt on that, but it's just kind of interesting they can't agree on whether 16 people died or 3,000 people died.
Well, I'm sure it's closer to the 3,000 than it was the 16.
Right, and then you get into the semantics like right. The indirect or direct. You
see,
know.
The thing of it is FEMA cooked their own goose a long time ago when they failed miserably in Katrina.
I know. Now, you got to give them a chance to come back, right?
I just said they cooked their own goose when they did that. You know,
so they're under the microscope since then.
And, you know, people need to understand, and all these organizations, just like we were talking about some things going around here, you know, if you call attention to yourself for the wrong reasons, everybody gets under the microscope, whether you like it or not, and you had better have your A game on or you're going to be, you know, up the creek without a paddle, basically.
Yeah, FEMA kind of got the bad rap after Katrina, but
I thought they deserved it at Katrina. Personally,
I think they do a pretty good job, but I just get thinking about you have they're going to be there with water, they're going to be there with help, that's going to happen regardless. However, it's how they are there for the couple weeks after, mm-hmm. you know, and how they can really. But I mean, when you're dealing with the government, a government agency. I don't expect the best efficiency, even if it is FEMA, with boots on the ground and passing out waters.
I think that just says
they find a way to mess it up.
That's another indictment of our government.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of that, I'm going to read this. You had printed it out for me. This is MSN.com.
Mm-hmm.
The prognosis for President Donald Trump and his party, potentially grim.
At midterm. That's right.
In a post-Labor Day briefing at the White House, a top Republican pollster told senior staff that the determining factor in the election wouldn't be the improving economy or the steady increase in job creation, which is a good thing. It would be how voters feel about Trump. And the majority of the electorate, including a sizable percentage of Republican-leaning voters, doesn't feel good about the president, according to a presentation from pollster Neil Newhouse that spanned dozens of pages. Now, I've seen both. You know, I've seen mm-hmm. Trump with a 50% approval rating total and some of the Republicans not happy with him.
The last time I saw any poll at all, he was about 62, I thought it was, 62% were not in favor of how he was running the country.
Mm-hmm. That would have been about 38% approval rating. Yeah. Then, yeah.
And I think I saw that early last week, I think.
Well, Newhouse's briefing came amid a darkening mood among Republican officials as the November election nears. Now, I keep hearing things about the midterms, and we know that the incumbent president always loses a few seats, usually.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to believe. I don't have cable anymore, so I can't watch multiple news sources. I just get to watch the liberal networks, so I don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, the thing of it is that after this past election, nobody knows what to believe and who to believe after the way it was handled.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've said this before, and I'll say this again. We in the media cook our own goose more times than we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we screwed up big time at the last election.
Yeah. Well, the problem is Trump wouldn't win.
The thing of it is, even if we didn't do anything, we're all guilty by association.
Yeah, in some respects. Unless we come out and speak out about it.
That's right. So I'm just saying, you know, what the media is getting right now and the way everything is, they kind of deserve it. And I think if you look a little further than that thing, I think it's towards the end there. You know, Trump said, you know, it's still in your control. If people just get out and vote, no matter what, just get out and vote, get off your backside.
That's the biggie.
And go vote. That way you have no, you have every right to complain about how it turned out if you want to. If you don't go out and vote, you got no right to open your mouth.
Amen.
Period.
I agree with that.
So I'm just saying, if you want to complain about how it turned out, get out and vote. Otherwise, sit down, shut up, and move on.
Well, to hear it from the mainstream media, it's going to be a bloodbath for the Republicans.
And I
hope they're wrong. I hope they're dead wrong. I hope Republicans get more seats. I hope Trump does great in the midterms.
I think it's going to be a wash.
A wash, yeah. 50-50?
Yeah, it'll be about a 50-50.
Even money?
With the Democrats, maybe a little bit, like maybe 55-45 or 65. I see nothing more than 60-40 in one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, they might pick up a few. I don't know. They might pick up a lot. That's why we vote, right?
What I told you, though, last week, and I'm getting really sick and tired of all the Republican BS I get on my emails.
Yeah, you even showed me some of that.
Please donate. Please donate. Please donate. If you guys are so cotton picking well off, use your own money and shut up and quit bugging us who don't have the money to do anything with it.
Ken showed me last week his newsroom at CasperRadio.com email account, which is our main news.
And I'm flooded with it.
Yeah. And it's Republicans asking for money.
That's right.
Party line, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Larry.
How are you all today?
We're in rare form.
Well, I was stationed in the Mediterranean area, actually Athens and Greece. A friend of mine showed me his voter card, and he had to have to go vote. And on that was year dates. And they would punch out the year that the election was when you went and voted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were demonstrating, the police had the right to check your voter card. And if you hadn't voted, they would arrest you. That's what I was told, and that's what I've seen a couple of times.
Wow. That's one way to get them to vote, I guess.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the only way. I mean, if you don't vote, shut up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I've always said that. I think most reasonable people say that.
I do, too. And I have... I understand how people in the poor parts of some of these large cities can't get an ID card. But I still think they should, because they can't get there. And if you check it, they don't make it easy to get them in a lot of states.
Really?
Yeah, South Carolina's probably the worst one about getting one.
Hmm.
And I always love it when they want you a birth certificate. When you walk in somewhere, well, where's your birth certificate? Well, I'm here. That means I was born.
Yeah, but you know they can't go on that.
Well, how? Okay, my daughter, if she didn't have a driver's license, you know where she'd have to go get a birth certificate?
Got to go back to the county you were born in, right?
Yeah, which is Cass County.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter would have had to go back to Spokane, Washington.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's where she was born.
Yeah, well.
you think about it, this is a generation from, oh, let's say, almost 60 years old now that has not been stagnant, has moved.
But, Larry, the thing of it is that everybody, and I mean everybody, should always have a copy of their birth certificate handy and know exactly where it's at. That's a cop-out, and that's not a legitimate excuse for me for you not to have one. That's something everybody should mandate and have.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Ken.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you there are places that they don't make it easy to get a copy.
I understand that, but I'm just saying everybody should have one and know where it is. I found mine purely by accident one day. I'm not going to get into that story. So.
Well, that's what a lot of people, you know, I don't know where my original birth certificate's at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7, 8 years old. I have no idea where it's at. I don't know if the government kept it when I enlisted in the military because I had to have it for them or what happened to it.
I got a copy of mine. I had to drive back to Salem a couple of years ago to get one. But
yeah, you know, I agree. But so many people in the bigger cities, and they're not as well educated as they should be. I agree. But we shouldn't deny them the right to vote either.
Well, that's a debate for another day, Larry. We got to roll.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Ken, thank you as always.
No problem.
All right, and thanks to our sponsors, too, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.